Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It's Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you, as always, from Phoenix, Arizona. I've got Jen Rich just to my left here. Jen, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty well.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. They can't all be winners, kid, but tonight it sounds like we're doing all right.
Yeah.
So, we got through the weekend. Kind of a no-frills weekend. A lot of errands, but not a lot to, literally write home about, right?
Right.
We don't know what the case is for Daniel. There's a running discussion on the Saturday show that we'll leave that on Saturday. We'll leave Monday and Tuesday to its own devices here. But any exciting tales from the weekend in the life of Daniel Ogden, who joins us from San Francisco?
No, nothing too exciting. I did have a big night out at Chili's last night. I wouldn't call it a big night out, but got together with the bartenders from the weekly Thursday night. They were going out for some birthday and a little pregame action with me at Chili's.
All right. My big focus this weekend was on the Speedway Classic 2025 baseball game between the Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. I guess those are your two, most Nashville-ish types of communities that Major League Baseball has. St. Louis, probably, arguably, maybe Kansas City as well, but... This thing was compared to a music festival that had its own Netflix special. What was that, John?
Yeah, some similarities have been drawn to Firefest.
The Firefest. Food.
Yeah, the food. Except people were kind of saying, it's not like you were stuck on some island somewhere. Like, if you were hungry, you could have just went to, McDonald's down the street.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that and the zaniness that's out there in the world today. Daniel Ogden's in San Francisco. I'm in Phoenix with Jen Rich. My name is Jeff Rich. It's Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. Daniel Ogden up in studio. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at A Girl of Many Hats, and, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. Has stuff actually been happening in sports?
Oh, yeah, we got headlines. Yeah. We got headlines.
Actual things. I know the MLB trade deadline has ceased. We hit that last Thursday.
It came and went.
Yeah.
Cubs did their little tribute to Ryan Sandberg. I was a little disappointed that they were button-down jerseys.
Yeah, I thought they were the pullovers. I was so distracted by the obnoxiously ugly Motorola patch on the sleeve that I didn't, you know.
That was the buttons.
Might have missed
me.
The buttons. Yeah.
It was the buttons. We've been on the air since he passed away, right?
You would have had been. Maybe it was just last Tuesday.
Okay.
No, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was a tough pill to swallow.
It was just Monday evening, so yeah, I think we spoke about it last Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, Jim Brown's passed away, you know, recently, and but there's not another. Yeah, I don't really have like a Ryan Sandberg. I think that I try to draw a comparison. I think that it would be like Bernie Kosar. And the more I think about it, the more I think that I was looking to my left as I said it. So I would have been talking.
Because I was sure. Probably trying to mouth like, no, Bernie Kosar might be more equivalent to Mark Grace.
Okay. Yeah, and I kind of remember the composition of that conversation as well. No, we had baseball's back in full swing. We had games going on all weekend there. Of course, we did have the disaster that was the Speedway Classic, and you know, I thought that I was obligated to watch it in a way that I don't feel like. The Australia games, the Tokyo games, even the London games that we've seen between the Yankees and Red Sox and Cardinals and Cubs over the last couple of, we eventually did get over to London with Cardinals and Cubs, right? And I think that was originally washed out by COVID, and then we eventually got to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just you know, that's just same sport for a different audience. So yeah, that's all you're doing with the international game, and you're showing a very different brand of baseball to to the Asian audiences. When you do play regular season MLB games over there, but a Little League field, Rickwood Field, playing at a motor speedway, Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams, I think they said the field was too small, so it just ended up being like a home run derby that featured a walk-off into the corn, which was exactly as scripted, right?
Yeah, the way it should be.
But with the Speedway, I think that there was a lot more gimmicks that they could have done. They could have had people standing on the track.
So, like, this is the first time they've done one at a Speedway.
Right.
Okay, so it was the first time at the Speedway, first time Major League Baseball happened in the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, I just, my brain is just, populating things.
Well, and it could be the first...
I thought there would at least been one at a raceway before.
No, it's the first time they did it. They did, I want to say Virginia Tech, it might have even been Tennessee. There was a college football game, probably at that same track. That is not quite in Bristol, Tennessee, but
Southwest.
Yeah, southwest of
like
it.
Bluff.
Bluff City.
Bluff City, yeah.
Okay.
We were watching the weather on Saturday because when they resumed the game, Jeff's like, "Oh, we're doing this, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, for now." I'm like, "I don't know why they bothered to start, because then 30 seconds later, it just started to pour again." It was just a endless wad of rain moving through the area.
Well, it poured for like the entire hour of the pregame show.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked like players sitting in a dugout during a rain, during a torrential downpour. And
really bad hats.
Really bad hats.
Yeah, it looked like they were sitting out any other kind of rain delay they'd have at a game, but they were wearing just absolutely hideous hats.
Like NASCAR hats.
Disgustingly hideous hats. Yeah, Atlanta had the Flames going up their bill, and Cincinnati had the checkered flag.
Okay,
and neither one of them looked good.
And then Cincinnati had like the NASCAR numbers on the front back of their jersey. Atlanta just had it on the back of their jersey.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's probably people who like that sport probably like that combination of NASCAR hat apparel jerseys.
Oh, sure.
But for the not that area of the country people, it just looks meh.
All right, so we delayed the start for a little bit, and then we started it at the prescribed time, and even though it looked like it was...
And then they made it through like half an inning.
They made it through half an inning. They sat...
They made it through like half an inning, and then they looked like they called a timeout, and then they had a whole army of men bring out bags of dirt, and they were trying to... They were trying to salvage the field. I think they thought they could make it nice enough to at least get through the first inning. But I think they discovered as they continued to dump bag after bag after bag after bag after bag after bag of dirt, and it was just not even making any difference at all. They just decided that they had to call it again.
And the resources that they put into building this baseball field, when I saw the amount of clay, it was... hundreds of tons of dirt and clay and concrete.
They started building this stadium at the end of June. Not the stadium. Obviously, the racetrack was there, but this baseball field within this racetrack, they spent approximately 45 days preparing for apparently one game.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be mindful of our waste. Here's your paper straw, and also you're a Nazi for having a gas car.
Well, okay, so this is the irony of that conversation coming up at a racetrack, because, and truly no disrespect intended to anybody that appreciates, auto racing, but they go through more gas.
Yep. The tires.
And they go through.
We went through. Don't even come at us. We tried the NASCAR. We have NASCAR in Phoenix. We have tried it. We have gone. We have camped. We have done the weekend. We have gone to a race. It was loud. It was smelly. 0 out of 5. Don't recommend. The camping, yes. Camping, 14 out of 5, because like everyone comes prepared out there. But no, I was not a race fan.
Put me in the suite. Yeah, I'll give it a try from the suite, but
I bet you could still smell it though.
From the metal bleachers, I mean, I had a sore back. I was still in my 20s back then.
Yeah.
I had a sore back after attending one of the minor league races. What else do we have to go on over the weekend? Like, I can't even remember who Cleveland played because they played the Twins.
You guys played the Twins.
They played the very depleted post trade deadline Twins. We should mention my problematic Guardians that are really probably Guardians no more. Luis Ortiz has been on the commissioner's exempt list for a while, and Manuel Clase has joined him, and their lockers have been cleaned out. They are not returning to the Guardians this year, probably ever. I don't know if they'll ever play Major League Baseball again, and it's over the silliest thing. To be fair to them, they probably thought it was trivial enough that they could play games with this, but it always happens when, you're trying to fly under the radar and suddenly there's this ridiculous amount of action on something, on a game that doesn't matter to anybody or, the first pitch of an inning. And I think that, I'm looking at Ohio right now after, two of Cleveland's players get busted. The governor of Ohio is looking at eliminating those types of prop bets. And, if we're being honest about everything, they are coin flips. They are chance bets. And, if the players can be influenced like that, then, you have to take a long, hard look and wonder if that's action that the sports books need. Because, as they're breaking the news about Emmanuel Clase being gone forever, the whole bit is on FanDuel Network. It's a segment sponsored by Bet365. We are not forbidding these companies. We're just forbidding the players from getting involved with them. It sucks, but it is what it is. Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back with more sports talk. Thanks.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America, and you know, we're out west here. We're in Arizona, but Jen comes from Illinois, and I come from Ohio originally. And as someone really rudely put it to me, Ohio doesn't deserve the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Football Hall of Fame, but I disagree. I've been to both in the last, I guess, 12 years. And I find, well, actually, it's been longer than that. It's 2011 when we were last at the Rock Hall. And
even then, we had like 45 minutes to get through it.
Yeah, we were parked in a spot that, you know, we were parked on like a parking meter or something like that. But,
well, it was, yeah, limited parking. We parked in a spot that wasn't long term parking, but also we were trying to get to a baseball game. I think we're also trying to eat buffalo burgers and get to a baseball game.
Bison burgers.
Yeah, yes. Whatever.
Right. But anyway, down the road from where I grew up in Cleveland is Canton, Ohio, and it's the birthplace of professional football. You know, I think New Jersey has some claim to the first game ever played, but Canton Bulldogs, Jim Thorpe. Greatest athlete of all time. I think that there's at least a consensus amongst this crew. Am I right, Daniel? Jim Thorpe, greatest athlete of all time.
I definitely that's how I was raised, but I mean, I can't really think of many athletes that you could really even argue against that. Maybe Bo Jackson. I don't know.
Right. I mean, Bo Jackson. Deion Sanders played two sports. Jim Brown famously played lacrosse. Was all state New York in basketball and football, obviously. And it seems like he's the gold standard for running backs. He is the one by which all running backs, legendary and contemporary, are both compared. But our Hall of Fame class, a little bit underwhelming. I think that we look at baseball, and next year's first balloters are nothing to get excited about. But what we saw on Saturday in Canton, whether we watched or not, it happened. Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, Antonio Gates, and Eric Allen are all enshrined in the Hall of Fame. I'm combing through them, and I don't believe either any one of these four aligned with a championship team at any point in their career. Eric Allen, Arizona State graduate, or I don't know if he graduated for sure, but I know he played football there. Antonio Gates was a basketball player at Kent State. First Hall of Famer to have never played college football. Sterling Sharp, who had a 7-year career. I tore it down a little bit because I see some wide receivers that were eligible for selection that came up short. And I'm going to say Steve Smith. I mean, Jen and I have a little bit of fun. What's that show on The Vice called?
Oh, crap. Yeah, it's like where people are mad at each other. And
the grudge.
Don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
people are mad at each other and they don't want to apologize.
And Steve Smith is one of the analysts.
Yeah.
It started out
everything.
Like, it started out as like a football thing, and then he's talking about like Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. I'm like, what is Steve Smith? What kind of inside knowledge does Steve Smith have on this? But you know, he's just kind of like an all things analyst.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was like boxing ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like a race car one.
There were NASCAR, right? Yeah. Well, it was not NASCAR. It was Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Daniel could probably comment on that feud a little bit.
Yeah, they actually, in the race yesterday morning, it was pretty funny. I saw some memes today where they were like, hey, it's Lewis Hamilton and Max are fighting again. But this time it's for 11th place.
That's good. That is Chris Paul hits a three-pointer to cut the deficit to 42. That's right
exactly,
up in that range.
Exactly. It was. I can't remember. I want to say Max ran Lewis off the road yesterday, if I remember correctly.
So then what happens like every race with every interaction between every driver?
No, those two specifically do not like each other.
Yeah, I'll have to. You know, Boss Man was actually at F1, so I'll have to ask him about it when I see him tomorrow.
Okay.
I probably should have paid attention.
In Hungary?
Yeah. Yeah, so he was wherever F1 was the weekend before, and then he did some weird rhino conservation thing, and then they went to F1 in Hungary, and then they got back today.
Nice, the Hungaro ring.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good race. Different strategies, and one of the kind of unique strategies paid off that he didn't really want to. He pitted less than the other guys and held on at the end.
All right.
Seems to be the key, right? Get pole position, pit strategically, and drive fast.
Yeah, well, the guy who won was started third and then actually dropped to fifth in the first lap, like right off the beginning. And then the top four all pitted early. Which basically forced them to have to pit twice, and the guy in fifth stayed out on the track and only pitted one time. And then he held on by like, I want to say 0.6 seconds he won by or something like that.
Okay. So our winner was not Verstappen or Sir Lewis?
No, Lewis hasn't, he's been pretty bad this season. I think he finished, I want to say, like 11th or 12th. Max has like only a couple wins this year. And I've been enjoying it because I'm a McLaren fan and they basically win every week, which they haven't done since like 2012. So I think in the past like 10 years, they had won two races up to last season.
Okay. Hey, I just want to squeeze this in at the end. We're going up against it here in a minute, but when you read some of these blog entries, these writers have become so casual. Third sentence into this headline about the Browns bringing back Tyler Huntley. Third sentence is, when you have six quarterbacks, comma, your F blank blank KED. This is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk putting this up there, and he just loves to kind of put salt in the wound of Browns fans. And let me tell you, folks, you know, only one's going to play. They're not going to try to like run like these formations where they have three quarterbacks on the field. It's barely August. We kind of understand what's going to happen here is that. You know, Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett are probably not going to be on the week one roster. The other one is going to be the starting quarterback for the foreseeable future. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders will make up the backup and emergency quarterbacks for this team. And the six quarterbacks that they have now, if you've ever watched Hard Knocks, you know that teams invite four, five, six, seven quarterbacks to camp to have these quote-unquote camp arms, and every team goes into week one somehow with three quarterbacks. You know, it used to be two. Now they give you that emergency quarterback again, so you don't have to hide a guy on your practice squad that's going to be your third-string guy. But as far as, they call him Snoop, so I have to look at his name. But Tyler Huntley. Tyler Huntley, adequate backup to Lamar Jackson. I think that he should have probably had a permanent place there. But, you know, you always want to try to kind of develop a guy, especially if you're John Harbaugh in Baltimore. I've just, you know, I understand the paparazzi spotlight that Shedeur Sanders brings into this practice. I understand that this is a three-win team that did not improve drastically at the places that they needed to improve drastically. And I'm just being very casual about it. I'm not going to be an obsessed fan that cares about the minutia of training camp. You know, give me your 53 that you got going out there week one, and you know, let's see what they do in that 1 o'clock time slot against the Cincinnati Bengals on Fox. But it's August 4th, man. I that can't even be my problem right now. I'm still holding out hope that the Guardians are going to be something to watch. Winners of 17 of their last 24. Got away with it against the Mets at Citi Field on Monday night, but any win at this point in the season feels good, especially if it feels like you're playing meaningful baseball. All right, we'll take a quick pause here. We're going to say hello to everybody listening on the American Forces Network. You're listening to Jen, Jeff, and Daniel on Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America, and Jen, this is the time of the show that I think that we tend to go off script. You know, we do that if we know what's good for us anyway. And I just want to ask you about your summer. We kind of went and saw baseball in. To the west, to the east, and to the north. If we go to the south, we need certain credentials from where we're at. I guess we could go to Tucson.
We went to a Tucson game, went to the Independent League in Tucson. We made it to one game a season, which was better than the no games we made it to last season.
Right. And last season...
Which was even weirder, because the one game we went to this season, we got to, like, security, and the lady's like, oh, I know you, don't worry about it.
What the heck is that possible?
It's like, we've been to, like, maybe... Four or five games, and we didn't make a single one of them last year.
Right.
Because the days that we wanted to try to go, it was storming, and they can't play if there's lightning within 7 miles, which is, like... just constantly Tucson most of the summer.
And we shouldn't be sitting in an outdoor baseball stadium.
Yeah, they get so much more weather down there than we do up here. But, we've done baseball in every direction.
Yeah, I guess we have.
Hey, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Mexico for baseball.
We can figure that out.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, like, probably, but it's...
Like, let's try to get to Palm Springs before we...
The borders are just, like, such a pain. It just takes so long.
Very likely. Very possibly. But, look, there's baseball everywhere. There's affiliated ball that we still need to get to in... We're going to have to go to Ontario. I'm sure that they're going to start building new parks, elsewhere. Because isn't somebody just sliding into Modesto? What's the...
Yeah, they're doing some kind of, like, rotation.
Like, they're going to build a new park in Rancho Cucamonga, I think.
I believe that's what it was.
Okay, and then Modesto is not going to have affiliated ball next year, and Ontario will.
Yeah.
But I think that everybody's just kind of sliding. There's like 3 or 4 teams moving in the California League, and Ontario will be a new ballpark. But it's right there in the Inland Empire with, near Rancho, near, San Bernardino, where the 66ers play. Because I think that that's the shift. I think that San Bernardino, Inland Empire, Modesto sliding down to Inland Empire sliding down to Rancho, and Rancho is, the Dodgers A team are going up to Ontario, California. But, it's fun to, it's fun to get places, because, I mean, we got to Cashman Field in Vegas one of the last years that it was there before they built the ballpark out in Summerlin, and, now they're building a ballpark at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard. So, there's going to be plenty more to see, but there's also a lot that's being shut down. I'm getting sad stories told to me on social media about... like the de-evolution of Colorado Springs with the Sky Sox, from like 88 to 92, I guess they were the Cleveland Indians AAA affiliate. And then the Rockies came along in 93 and they had like a 15-year relationship. And the year that we finally made it to Albuquerque was the first year that Colorado Springs and the Rockies broke up so that the Rockies could have a relationship with Albuquerque. We saw for ourselves on the drive up 515 through Utah that there's Utah State, or there's Utah Tech, there's Utah Valley. I mean, there's stadiums that are right along the interstate there that, you know, are they big stadiums? No. Are they going to host quality football games? Probably
also no.
Right? And that's the least of my concerns. In fact, I don't want an especially great game. I don't want an epic game because the more random it is, the better the state. You know, the better it is to tell the story that we just chase down randomness. We don't try to be seen. Like, I think that we like seeing things, and we don't worry about being seen.
Yeah, I like going to places where there aren't people.
Yeah,
I want a bunch of empty roads on the way there. I want an empty stadium when I get there. And then I want empty roads when I leave.
Okay.
That's all I want is for no one to be around ever at any point.
It sounds like you'd be very... Well, we were very comfortable at the Arizona Coyotes games.
Yeah.
It sounds like you'd be pretty comfortable at what Blackhawks games are probably like now. Am I speaking out of school there? Do you know? Do you actually know if... Like the bandwagon died and
oh, it absolutely
nobody
did.
Cares. Yeah. And the tickets are cheap again.
Yeah, as predicted, everyone went back to just not caring.
Okay.
If teams aren't winning, then nobody cares.
Okay.
But as soon as they start winning, they all dig into their closets for their t-shirts and hats from the last time that the team was winning.
Yeah.
No, none of them follow any. Yeah, no. No.
It's like the Bulls fans outside of the 90s.
Yeah. They were, like, so insistent about it. I'm like, all right, well, we'll see in, like, 5, 10, 15 years, you know, what's going on.
Never see any Blackhawks.
Yeah,
though.
Here we are.
Are you seeing a Blackhawks fan? I believe that they are truly fans. Because remember, like stereotypes are just that. They're stereotypes, but they're not the, you know, you don't paint with the broad stroke. You don't consider them to be the whole. There are Dodgers fans that show up before the game starts and stay until
it actually ends.
Is it a majority of them? Absolutely.
But when they stay, it's so they can shank the opposing team's fans on the way through the parking lot.
It was one time, and it was like a random Wednesday, and they were drunk.
Yeah, like it's more than one time. It has been more than one time that somebody has gotten shanked at Chavez Ravine.
I don't feel a fear of going anywhere. The only place that I ever would have had the slightest international competition going into a foreign country rooting for the Americans, I think that I you know, that there are places that I would not feel safe.
Yeah.
However, within the United States, we've been to USC already. We'll go to Yankee game. Yeah, we'll go to a game in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium and Kauffman Stadium.
I was ready to get out of the south side of Chicago because that was a night game.
Okay, so you
night games. Yeah.
But you know what? We walked across 90-94
very quickly.
We took public transportation
as quickly as possible with as many people around us as bullet shields.
And that's why stuff doesn't happen to people, except for that. You know, isolated incident with the Giants fan at the Dodgers game. That stuff doesn't happen because there's truly safety in numbers, and the people in those neighborhoods, the police are going to be on high alert if somebody gets attacked leaving a ball game.
Yeah.
It's not the same as 3 a.m. gunshots. It's somebody, this is our tourism. This is how we bring people into our city for these types of events. These people have to feel safe. And people from, if people from the wealthier neighborhoods don't feel safe coming downtown for baseball or football or basketball, whatever, then we're not doing something right. And, I can tell you the area around, Progressive Field and the Rocket Fieldhouse there in Cleveland, or Rocket Arena, I think they call it now. That ain't the best of neighborhoods. The area around the FedEx Forum in Memphis, I was attempting to take barbecue sauce back to our collective rental vehicle in Memphis, and somebody insisted on going with me, feeling that I am not experienced with the South, that I should not be making this walk on my own. And sure enough, I did. You know, somebody did come and try to hustle us, but safety in numbers there. You can't have gunshots at the field. You can't have stabbings in your parking lot, because I think that there are people that are resistant. I guess that there was something that happened randomly in Cincinnati where like four people were like randomly attacked, and somebody chasing ballpark said that, well, I'm crossing Great American Ballpark off the list because of recent happenings in Cincinnati. It's like, oh, you mean a crime within the city limits? Like, that doesn't happen every night that there's a ball game in any, you know, major or minor league city. The expectations just a little bit off keel there. What else going on in the world? We got training camp going on. I think that Houston is going to benefit from the biggest benefactors. All of these teams losing their closers is going to make it so that the buyers are going to win games late, but not the case with Cleveland and the Mets. I'm bringing this one up because this one could go seriously in the other direction over the course of the next 2 days. Rough season for Baltimore just continues to be rough. Rough season for the Rockies continues to be rough. What can you say? The Dodgers, you don't really pay attention unless they're about to lose it there. And good news, Jen. Aaron Judge is going to rejoin the Yankees for Tuesday's action.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And your new starter, Soroka, I guess he is.
Yeah, he didn't even make it two innings.
Did not make it two innings. So where do they get him from?
He was Nationals.
Okay. Yep. Two prospects that they don't even mention my name in.
Yeah, one from Nationals and one from Orioles.
Oh, here are their names. Prospect Ronnie Cruz and Christian Franklin. Names sound familiar, but I'm sure that I don't have any accurate statistics on either one of those fellows. I'm looking at ESPN.com and I'm just laughing. What are your thoughts on these Guardian hats that they're wearing over the helmet, Jen?
I'm okay with them. Yeah, I have no problem with protecting the gourd. I'm constantly complaining about dumb people. We don't need to be creating more people out there, smashing their heads around, getting the dumbs.
Okay, Daniel, you're our lone resident fantasy sports player. Fantasy football drafts starting soon, or are we a couple weeks out from that still?
I am not sure. The one league that I'm in, like always, is a dynasty league, so that draft is only like four rounds.
Okay.
And then I am in a new one that I got asked to be in, which is an auction draft, which I've never done before, so we'll see how that plays out. Auction keeper draft too, should be interesting.
Oh, my. I just saw how the Cubs lost. Dansby Swanson apparently didn't step on first base, and the Reds win 3-2.
Yeah, they had a nice little run. Things looked promising there for a bit, and now they're kind of not.
No chance. So we're not making October plans for it to watch the Cubs. We can do what we will.
Yeah.
All right, right on. I don't think that we need to make any plans for Cleveland in either capacity, in October, November, or February. Who knows? Maybe next June Cleveland will be in the finals, but, I'm a Suns fan, so, it doesn't do as much for me as as it would the other way around. And I think I've talked ourselves, we've talked ourselves into the break here, so I'm just going to drag it out. Sports Overnight America, Jen Rich, Daniel Ogden, Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. The date was August 4th. On this day in 1989, Blue Jays pitcher Dave Steeb loses a perfect game with two out in the ninth inning before defeating the Yankees 2-1 at Sky Dome in Toronto. He retires the first 26 batters in succession until Roberto Kelly doubles and Steve Sachs knocks him in with a single. It is the fourth time that Steve has lost a no-hitter in the ninth. The first was in 1985 on back-to-back homers with no one out in consecutive starts on September 24th and 30th in 1988. Steve lost no-hitters with two outs and two strikes on the batter. He will finally earn a no-hitter against Cleveland on September 2nd, 1990. That is the last time the Blue Jays threw a no-hitter, by the way. Coincidentally, Cleveland's last no-hitter was in 1981 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Maurice Rocket Richard was born on this day in 1921. Dallas Green, former Chicago Cubs manager, 1934. Mary Decker Slaney, who was a runner, 1958. Roger Clemens, 1962. And Jeff Gordon on this day in 1971. Now that it's all said and done, did you have a good Monday, Jen Rich?
Yeah, it went pretty quickly, pretty smoothly.
Pretty smoothly. Are you going to get out and take the cat out in the stroller again tomorrow?
Maybe.
All right.
Get a little walk for Studio Cat.
We'll practice in the outdoors. And Daniel, I know you'll be right back here with us on Tuesday night as we continue to talk to the world about sports. Preseason football is underway. I got to say, I didn't really watch it. I knew that it was on, but there was a Jersey Shore that was on, and it was probably something that we were streaming on Netflix.
The Ocho started.
The Ocho. Jen's been watching The Ocho. Oh my God, we'll have to talk about The Ocho.
I was going to say, we got a lot of Ocho to talk about in the coming shows.
Sounds good.
As I weed through hours and hours of slippery stairs and pillow fights and such.
At least you do skip the ones that suck. All right, that's the time that we've got for this evening. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.